Let's finish the sugya of prayer. Two places on the sugya of prayer. Gemara says there is a finish. Gemara asks, how can you say Yad Poyel for Yad Adon? Arayiz Yachol Lav. So Boyin, Gemara says, Shani Yosol, because of Yivnei Yisol Lav HaPepeh. This Tosfos asks that Michael Mashmalon, that is Yachol Lav Zoloi, Havlo Bepeh Kuhumnin, the Tosfos of Rabbanon, Titanoyim Holi, could be Chayzeboy. And the Shaila is Yodai Al Yoyno, Yodai Al Atachtoina. What's the chiddush of the Gemara that he could be chayzeboy? And Petosis that enochinami avad it's poshut he could be chayzeboy. But the chiddush is we would have thought that yodai alel yoyno. As Frederick Nochum on Tosfos bishleimo if the meaning was if he could be chayzer or he can't be chayzer, as then I could understand if he could be chayzeboy it shows that he's not koyim. And that was the shaila of the Gemara, like the Ritva explains the Gemara. But according to Tosfos, that it was poshut he could be chayzer. Because we're bringing because yodai alel yoyne, what do you see from yodai alel yoyne that it's not a kinyan? Why is that mekushah to the inyan of kinyan? L'choyer the kivun, gedas Tosfos is ba'oifim zu. What is yodai alel tachtoyne, yodai alel yoyne mean? It means there's a shaila when he leaves, if you have to hire new pilum that costs more, who does he pay for it? Is it the seicher or the masker? That's the shaila of yodei al yoyno or yodei al tachtoina. As I present tiny traces, if you pay pilum exactly the same amount, as then you don't see anything from the fact that he could be chayzeva, because anyway he has to pay pilum for the exact amount. But if he has to pay more, as then you see that it's not a schus chazar. And l'choyer is the kivun of Tosfos. Then Tosfos says, to leave an Yisrael avodim, Frek Tosfos is an interesting question. You're not allowed to sell yourself for an eved ivri, as why are you allowed to work for someone? Hare, the Gemara over here says that by a poyel, there's a din yad poyel, ki yad balabayis. Yekiyad Adon, as you see that he has Dine Abdus. Zimke, now you ever able to be masking yourself to someone? They should also be an Isser. And the Tosfos, the Davke Evidivri, Shein Yacholach Zaba, Veinu Yoitze Koidim Zmanoi, Ela Bishtar Shikhar, Oivir Mishum Abdehe. So Tosfos, that it's only by an Evidivri, Sheinu Yacholach Zaba. But by over here, a poyel who's yochol lachzavoy. As a ksois, and Zimin Shin Lamed Gimel, Sifkot and Vav, brings a shena raya from Tosfos. He brings a hagoyis maimonis that says, the reason why a poyel is yochol lachzavoy is because you learn it out of an eved ivri. From the fact that an eved ivri could give giroyin kesef, he could pay the guy and go out free. Suadin, a poyel could pay the person and go out free. If that's the case, then a poyel is exactly equal to an eved ivri. The same way a poyel could be chayzer if he gives the money, an eved ivri could be chayzer if he gives the money. What's the difference? As he says, you see in Tosfos that Tosfos holds that which an eved could be chayzer is not because he's giving the money back. Even if he's not giving the money back, he paid him the whole money, Meirosh, and he's not giving a penny back. He still has a schus to be chayzeva. As then you see that a poyel is less konui than an eved ivri. That's what he says. Let's clappy the Rashi. We saw Diuk in Rashi yesterday that his whole schus chazar is only when he pays. The Ksais wants to buy from Tosfos. Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi. Okay. As thus is the inyanim of Pilate. Let's move on to the Guv Divrei HaGemara. The Gemara brings down another sheet. The Amr Reb Yechna Mevi'a Metzi'a L'Chaveiroi Kona Chaveiroi. As let's make a sikum of the sheetas that we have in the Sugya. We have on Tesamid Beis, we have Ula B'Shem with Yeshua ben Levi, Magbir Metzi L'Chaveiroi Kona Chaveiroi. He explains it's Misham Migu. We have Rabbi Yechanan, Magbir Metzi L'Chaveiroi Kona Chaveiroi. That's in the bottom of Yud. In the top of Yud, we have Reb Nachman v'Reb Chista that hold Magbiya Mitzia L'Chaveiroi Loi Kana Chaveiroi. So you have two against two of Magbiya Mitzia L'Chaveiroi Kana Chaveiroi Loi Kana Chaveiroi. What is it doing in our sugya? Because the big raya is Mishnah Seinu. I'm Mishnah Seinu. You see Magbiya Mitzia L'Chaveiroi Loi Kana Chaveiroi. Because if he lifts it up for his chaver, still he could be zeichen it for himself. He didn't give it yet. As before, we had one teretz in the Gemara that it's Amar Ula. That was the teretz of Ula. Now the Gemara brings it. Yechanan says another teretz. The Amar Tneili Veloy Amar Scheli. When the guy told him to pick it up, he didn't say you should be zoichen it for me. He said you should give it to me. Freg the Rashba. Who cares? Lamaisa, at the end of the day, he told him to pick it up for him. He's picking it up for him to be zeichanit. As my nafkamina, what nusach he said when he told him. Hare, at the end of the day, he picked it up. Kedei, the other person should be zeichan. Matbiyam matziya lechaveiroi, zocha chaveiroi. Zog the Rashba, you have to say pshats like this. Bishleima, when the person tells him, Scheli, be zeicha for me. As then when he's Magbia, Almanas Lisko, he's Lechaveira. He's Mechavin to do the Kinyan Vechaveira. But when he says, Tneili, as then he's not Mechavin to do it for the other person. The other person should be Koina. That's the Mahalich of the Rashba. As Lefizeh, even if a person says, Tneili, if he's mechaven to be magbia lechaveiroi, he's kosher. It's just, it's a heketimsa to say, therefore he's not mechaven to be magbia lechaveiroi. Rashi and the Torah are meduyit not that way. Rashi and the Torah, when they explain the Gemara, they say, af al pi shehigbia letzoyre chaveiroi, afilu hochi, he's not koina because he says tnei veloi amrezchei. It's Meduyik and Rashi, we're talking about it here where he was Magbiya Letzayre Chaveira. And Afilu Hochi, because he said Tnei Veloy Schei, he's not Koina. Is the Shaila why? If he was Magbiya Letzayre Chaveira, he might not really know what he says. As in the Ramban, is Meduyik, it's a very unclear the Ramban. He mixes two things together. But the Miri is more clear when he brings there this Mahalach. He says that when a person says Tneili, V'loyam Escheili, there's taka question. Why did the person say Tneili? Why didn't he say Escheili? Everyone wants to be Zeicha. Yelt. Zeicha Miyad. Why is he saying Tneili and he's not saying Escheili? Must be that he wants to do the Kinyan himself. Why? I'm not exactly sure. I mean, it's not a mitzvah, like mitzvah by Yosef Mibishlach. I don't get why a guy would want to do the Kinyan himself. Abba Kach Miri in the Ramban says he has a kpeda to do the Kinyan himself. As because he used the Lashon of Tnei and Lois Chei, we see he doesn't want to be Zeicha. As even if the Magbia did it for the other person, but being that he said Tnei, V'loyam Eschei, he has a kpeda, he doesn't want to be Zeicha. As Mela, he won't be. As it comes out, mamish enough gemina ladina. Even if you lift it up for him, is he not koina? That's the shot in the Gemara. Okay. Frank Toises. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Magbiya Mitzia L'Chaveiroi Kana Chaveiroi. Af Agav Disley, the Rabbi Yechon, the Perek HaKoise, the Perek Kama Degin, Toises Lebal Choy, Loi Kani. Aye, how could he hold over here? Kono, Hare, he's the mandiyama of Loi Kani and Gidni Subis. Hainu davka hecha de Loi Shaykh migu de Zachi le Nafshe. Deina Loi v'chayiv klum le Toifis. Abba mimitsiya di ika migui kona. So Toises, it's totally if you hold the migui or if you don't hold the migui. And it's here with his migui, migu di ba yizachi le Nafshe, he's koina. When did he say by choyiv you're not koina? In a tzir where it's not a malva being kaifis, as he can't be zeichafim. Thus is the tesis. It comes out that he holds that there's a chsarin of tesis lebal choy, b'makom shechav lacherim. Just with Migri Dibai Zachi, you could be Zayich. The Ramban is Chaylik on Taisus. The Ramban learns that he doesn't hold the Migri. Migri doesn't help. I, as what's Pshat, what's the Chilik between a Baal Chayv and a Metziya? He holds there's a Chilik between a Baal Chayv and a Metziya. When is it Shaykh the Chesaron of Chavla Chayrim? That's only by a Baal Chayv. Because a Baal Chayv, you're mechuyev to pay someone else. As when you're Taifis for Malva 1, you're mafsid Malva number 2, that he has a pre-existing schus to get the money. That's called Chavlach Rini, because you're being mafsid someone that has a schus. Masha'ein Kain, by a Metziya, no one has a schus. It's Hefker. As you're not being mafsid anyone, as then there's no chsaron of Chavlach Rini. My Nafkimina Ladina between the Ramban and Taisis. What would be in its seer where a Malva Acher wants to be Taifis? According to Taisis, the Chsarn in Milvis is there's no Migui, as if it's a Malva Acher that's Taifis, he could be Taifis. But according to the Ramban, he doesn't hold of Migui. According to the Ramban, he only holds. He holds that by Chayv, it's Taifis or Baal Chayvis. It doesn't make a difference who is Taifis. Because that's the Naftumina, the Tina. The Sheeting Subis adds two things to the Ramban. Interesting. He says, Nefi the Ramban, there's a Machlaikis, what's the Pirish of Chav Lachrini? Is Chav Miloshin Chayv? Or is Chav Miloshin Chayv? Is Chav Miloshin Chayv or is Chav Miloshin Hefsid? Toisus learns Chav means you're Mafsid Lachrini. As by Metziya, you also Goyrim him a Hefsid because you could have been Zaycha. The Ramban learns it's only called Chav Lachrini when there's a Chayv Lachrini, when he has a Schus Mamet. Thus is the Shita. I'm afraid the Shita on the Ramban. But there's a man diyama, Rav Nachman, Rav Chista, that hold a magbia mitziya lechaveroi, loy kona chaveroi. As how could you say that by mitziya there's no chsaron of chav lachrini? He is a pele. Is da man diyama, Rav Nachman, and Rav Chista, that say a magbia mitziya loy kona lechaveroi, my time abitrevis lebalchoi, b'mokim shechav lachrim. I'm a furish gemara that even mitziya is chav lachrim. Thus read the Shita on the Ramban. So the Shita, the Ramban will learn it's a Machlaikis. They learn by Metziya, it's called a Chayv. But Reb Yochanan holds Metziya is not called a Chav Lachri. Ad Khan, the Shita on the Ramban. Reb Nochum asks two very strong questions on the Ramban. Number one, the Shita is from Amorayim, Rav Nachman, Rav Chista. As an Amorayim, he could say, they argue. Abba Frek Rav Nochum, is the Asach Besser Shaila, Abom Beshaila. What do you do with the Mishnah in Teya? The Chachamim hold the Efshel Liskais Lechaveroi. As if it's the Efshel Liskais Lechaveroi, you have to say because it's Chav Lachrim. And over there is not talking about a Chayiv. As the Shita airs from Amorayim, he could set up it's a Machlokes. But why doesn't he airs from the Mishnah of Chachamim Oimrim? The Chachamim Maklor, not that way. That's number one. Number two, Frek Rav Nochum Nochashayla. Why didn't the Ramban learn like Taisus? It's mefurish that Migui helps in the Mishnah in Peah. As Taisus pshat is a mefurish in Gemara. Taisus not being creative. Taisus ain't. The Gemara on Tes Hamid Beis says pshat in the Mandiyama that there's no son of Chav Lachrini is Misha Migui. As Taisus is pshat in the Gemara on Tes Hamid Beis. As why did the Ramban, he brings Taisus and he's choylik on Taisus b'charifus. Sacha kol Taisus a Gemara on Tesam Ebeis. When there's a chsaron of Chav Lachrini, as then Migui helps. Thus frek Rav Nochum. As the Etzem, The Shai Lov Reb Nochum really is the two people that were Kadmalai in the first Shai Lov. Number one is Reb Ruvein is the first Shai Lov. That how could Reb Nachman hold the Ramban learned Bedas Reb Nachman? It's only called Chav Lachrini by a Choyv, not by Hefker. What is he going to do with the Mishnah and Peya? Why did the Chacham hold you not Koine? Zok Reb Ruvein, you could answer that being that it's Momen Aniyim, and they're Rishonim that hold, Aniyim Akoina, before they get the payah, as soon as you mafresh the payah, it becomes Momen Aniyim Yad, as that's also called someone else has a schus in the Momen, and you mafsit someone that has a schus in the Momen, as that's Dumya de Choyv, that's not Dumya to Hefker, and Hefker, no one has a schus. As the Ramban was talking about Choyv and Hefker. But you could say Peya is Dumya de Choyv, because there's also a schus for an Ani to get it. It's a much less lower schus, but you could say that's enough to be called Chav Lachim. The Shaila is, what do you do with the second Shaila of Reb Nochum? As Reb Nochum wanted a boy from here, that the Ramban holds like the Ran and Daf Yud Beis that we started to see yesterday. That there's this nuch sarin by Hefker that you have to be shluchai shal bal hamomen. As the reason why in the Mishnah in Peya it doesn't work is because you have to be shluchai shal bal hamomen, like the Ran says on Daf Yud Beis. And Zok Reb Nochum, it's gevaldige meduyik in the Gemara, because Reb Nachman and Reb Chista, they say it's toifis lebal choy b'mokom shechav lacherim. They mention the svar of chav lacherim. But in the beginning of the Gemara, in Ula Amar Reb Elazar, he didn't say the chsarin was chav lacherim. He didn't explain what the chsarin is, b'chlau. He didn't say why you needed amigui. They will learn, the Ramban will learn like the Ran, that over there there's a new chsarin, that you have to have shluchus of the Bala Mamin, and that's not shayach by Hefker. You only see migui works on the chsarin of shluach of Bala Mamin. But on the chsarin of Chav Lachrini, there is no Gemara that migui works. As it's Miyush of the second Shaila. Why does the Ramban argue on Taisis? It's a Mafurishi Gemara on Tesamid base. Migui helps. No, the Gemara is going when the chsarin is Shlicha Shabbal HaMamin. But when the chsarin is Chav Lachrini, then the Ramban holds migui doesn't help. Thus is the Mahalich of Reb Nochum Bedas the Ramban, based on the Ran on Daf Yud Beis Amid Abed. Okay. Also, he's going on to the boy. He has one more place that he's going to answer Lefi, this Ran. He's going to answer another Rishon. We'll see. Be'ezus Hashem. Okay. Now we want to go into the Gufa Klal that we saw, Shlicho Shel Baal HaMoed. The Ran on Daf Yud Beis. Rashi Shita is that the chsarin of Chav Lachrini is only a chsarin in Tzchiyah. In Shlichus, there is no chsarin of Chav Lachrini. Freg the Rishonim on Rashi, in our Mishnah, the Gemara says there's a chsarin of Chav Lachrini, and the Mishnah, you made him a shliach, you told him to do it for you. By Poyo, you told him to do it for you. He's a shliach. And still there's a chsarin of Chav Lachrini. As how could Rashi say, by Shliach, there's no chsarin of Chav Lachrini, when we have two rayas in the Gemara, Mineyu Bey, that even by Shlichus, there's a chsarin of Chav Lachrini. Thus is the strong questions that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. Zot Nesivis, in Simen Kufay, Sif Cotton Beis, Zot the Beis Alevi, in Chelik Gimel, Simen Mem Dalet. Weiss the Chois from Rashi. Rashi learns as is the Svei Dinim. They are Svei Chisraidis. When did Rashi say that the Chsarin is only by Schia, not by Shlichus? Only in the member of Nachman and Reb Chista that they say Lehedya, the Chsarin is, it's Chav Lachrini. Because when the Chsarin is Chav Lachrini, the Chsarin is, like we saw in Rashi, Lav Kol Kemini, to get up on your own and be Zeicha. That's only a chsarin in Tzchiyah. That's not a chsarin in Shlichus. I, in the Mishnah, I, by Poyel, over there, there's another chsarin. Chutz in the chsarin of Chav Lachrini, there's a chsarin that you need shlichos shel Baal HaMomon. In order to be a shliach, you have to be the shliach of the Baal HaMomon. Over there, it's a chsarin in shlichos. As being that it's a chsarin in shlichos, as mainly even Rashi is moigda, it won't work mishum shlichos. That's chelet aleph. Now the shaila is, what's the svara? Why do you need the Baal HaMomon to make you into a shliach? If there's no Baal HaMomon make you into a shliach, why not? Haray, the one who you want to be zeicha for made you in a shliach. Why do you need the Baal HaMomon to make you in the shliach? As Nesiva says, one pshat. We said yesterday, Reb Nochum proved from the Ran, the Ramuki Yosef, not that way. Even by Hefka, there's a chsar of shlicha shel Baal HaMomon. As what's pshat? As Reb Nochum was masberit with a big yisod, that every time you want to be zeicha, there are two things. You have to have koyach to do the schia, and then you have to do the maisa kinyan. Normally, when you go over to do the maisa kinyan for yourself, you have koyach to do a maisa kinyan for yourself, because you're being kinder for yourself. Masha enkin, when you're a shliach, or you're zeicha for someone else, over here, it's not just enough to do the maisa, because you're not doing the maisa for yourself, you're doing it for someone else. You have to have a koyach to be zeicha. As when there's a Baal HaMomon, the Baal HaMomon gives you the koyach to be zeicha for someone else. By hefker, there's no one giving you the koyach to be zeicha for someone else. As a memela, you don't have a koyach to be zeicha for the other person. Explains Rav Nochum, the fize is gevaldik, why migu de zochi lenafshe zochi lechavrei. If the chsarin's in the koyach, as migu de zochi lanafshe, you have a koyach to be zeicha for yourself, you can be zeicha lechavre. Oh, thus is the fizeh. It comes out that in every shlichos, he has to have the koyach to do it for the other person. And that, he doesn't have the koyach to do it for the other person. If it's a davar shel hefker, as therefore he needs migu de zochi lanafshe, that gives him the koyach to do it lechavrei. As lefizeh, it comes out all the Rashi's are miyushiv. When we're talking about being zeicha from hefker, like our Mishnah, like the tzir of poyel, the reason why there's a chsar in the shliach is because he doesn't have a koyach to be kinyanim for someone else. That's the chsan of shlucha shel Baal HaMomon. There's no Baal HaMomon giving him the koyach to do the shlichos because it's hefker. As a meila, the shlichos doesn't work. When did Rashi say that it works by shliach? When the chsarin's only mishum chav lachrini. When the chsarin's only mishum chav lachrini, that's a chsarin in schia and not shlichos. That's the mahalach of Reb Nochum. Of Azok Reb Nochum, Brank Reb Nochum, the Beis Alevi, Reb Elchanan, ask a very strong question on the Ran, the Muki Yosef, that Amachadish, there's a chsarn of Shluchai Shabbala Momin. So why does the Gemara say the chsarn is Chav Lachrini? Leave the Gemara say the chsarn is Shluchai Shabbala Momin. And Ubefrat Lefi Rashi, Shluchai Shabbala Momin is a bigger chsarn. It's a chsarn even in Shlichos. As Aibazay, why does the Gemara say the Chsarn is Chav Lachrini? The Gemara should have said the Chsarn is Shluchai Shel Baal HaMomon. That's the big Shaila that the Achroinim is on the Ran. The Ran comes, the Gemara says Chav Lachrini. Zog the Ran is Donach HaChsarn, Shluchai Shel Baal HaMomon. But why didn't the Gemara say it? Why did the Gemara say Chav Lachrini? What's Pshat in the Gemara? As Reb Nochum has different mahalchim, Ke'es will go with this mahalch. Vayis dechoyis, the Ran holds that by schia, it's not shayach the chsarin of shlucha shel Baal HaMomon, only by shlichos. As by schia, you have to come on to the chsarin of chav lachrini.
as to say why Schia doesn't work, that you need the Chsaron of Chav Lachrini. To say why Shlichus doesn't work, that Shlichus Shel Bala Aye, what's the pshat? Why is it only a Chsaron in Shlichus, not in Schia? As that Nochum said, Lefi the way we learned Rashi, and the Zariah from the Rani holds that way. That even if Schia is Mitam Shlichus, Schia is chalik from Shlichus. Shlichus works midin Shlichus Shel Adam Kimaisai. But Schia works because you have your own koyach to do it. You're not coming to Moisei Dik, you're coming with your own koyach. As when is the echsar of Shlucha Shel Bala Mamin? If you're coming Mikoyach Yenem, as now you need a koyach to do Shluchas for Yenem. You're not the person, you're someone else. As you need a koyach to do Schia. Masha'en came, you need a koyach to do Shluchas. Masha'en came by Schia. You're using your own koyach. It's not shlucha shel adam k'maisa. You're using your own koyach to be zeicher for yenem. As being that you're using your own koyach, there's no chsar of shlicha shel bala mamen. Therefore, you have to come up with a chsar of chav lachrini. As that was the shtickle of Reb Nochum, which is a hemshich to the shtickle of Rebbe Salevi, just masber more to be masber to be done in. Very clear the Gishtukul, as it does Svei Dinim, the Gemara spoke about one, really there are two, and sometimes in this one it doesn't work, and sometimes you have the other one. If he's there, you may ask the Shail of Tezis and Ksubis, because over there, even though it's talking about Chayiv, of being that Metalkli the Yasmi Loi Mishtabdi, as there's no Shibur, as a Mela, therefore, there's no chsar. There's a chsar of shlucha shel bala mamen. It's a chsar even in the shlichos. Thus was the mahalich of the nesivis. But we did it more of Nochum did. Yeah, to be miyashiv Rashi. Okay, thus is the ikur. Let's start the tesis. The real master of Nachman. That's the last Indian in the sugya. Tema, the Bishili Meshilim, Ama Mila Mayim, and Nosan Lechape, Roshesh Ama Kiragle Amamala, Nachman Ama Kiragle Mish and Ismail. That's what's the opinion over here. Over there, we're talking about the Isser of Tchumah, Yontif, and Shabbos. You're not allowed to be, a person's not allowed to walk Michutz Lechum. And a Chiddush to some of us is, his kelim are now allowed to go mechutz l'tchum also. Where did this come up on Tzad HaToiv? Let's say your wife has to give a baby and you have to go to a hospital mechutz l'tchum. As, okay, the people have to go because you're allowed to go chutz l'tchum. But sometimes the people want to take a whole package with them. As you have to know that if you're going mechutz l'tchum, something that's necessary, mamish mishum pikuach nefashis, that you're allowed to take mechutz l'tchum. But let's say you want to bring your pajamas. That's l'chayra, not pikuach nefashis. There are many yeshiva bachrim that sleep in their clothing many times. Definitely a possibility. Definitely not pikuach nefashis. If you're going to a hospital mechutz l'tchum, it's only in a game when you go mechutz l'tchum, like Hadassah, the far one, whatever it's called. Oh, now already they say it's Teich HaTchum time. If you go to a far away hospital, that's where it was very negeya, because you can't bring your clothing, because even the kelim have a din of shvisa. Kishvisa is a bible. Okay, that's his number one. It's a din, you can't go mechutz l'tchum. And even your kelim can't go mechutz l'tchum.
How could you bring your kelim out anyways? Isn't there an issue of carrying?
Oh, in a case where there's no issue of carrying, where there's erev. That's the answer.
Oh, I could bring clothes everywhere.
Oh, they're needful to you, it's not called carrying. Oh, we're good. Okay, the Olam will learn Beya, this is the Inyanim of Beya. This is Stam. This is the Din of Tchumen, this is the Din of Tchumen in Kalim. Okay. Olam again, Beya. The Shaila over here is the Tchumen that's Chal by Kalim, it's Tal. When you own Kalim, as the kelim are totally on the Bible. Okay. Over here we're talking about something that was nichse hefker. Nichse hefker, as there's no Bible, as there's no dinei tchumen. As over here we're talking about someone is koina nichse hefker in the middle of Shabbos, is it chala din tchumen, and who's dinei tchumen or chala? As the Mishnah says, if somebody is koina something in the middle of Shabbos, then the dinei tchumen of the mayiv, and this is a big hadgasha. It's not only by kelim, like your gadim, like your pan, like your suitcase, it's even by mayim, even by oichel, it's also iser tchumen. It's only on the Bible. As now, the shaila is, when you coin it in middle, how is it going to be? How is the tchumen going to be? As normally, tchumen is hukra on bein hashmashes. That's the zman of kviyas tchumen. But Rashi over there in the Mishnah in Beis says that's only when the chavetz had bailim when Shabbos came. If the chavetz was hefker when Shabbos came, as then whoever's coined first, he has the din shvisa midin yesh brei. Say it's hover lemafreya that by shkia it was oimid fin ben hashmashes it was oimid fin. Okay, as so that's just a little bit of hakdama to understand the yonim of. A little bit. Okay, now let's come to the sugya. As Mila Mayim, Menasan Lechaveir. Over here we're talking about where one guy was Mila the Mayim from the Bar of Hefker, and he gave it Lechaveir. As Hebsheshis, Oma Kiragle Hamemale. The Dint Chumen is like the Ragel of the Golem, which means Kefi the Shvisas, Regel of the Mamale. Rav Nachman, Oma Kiragle Mishanis Malim. Who you filled it up for? The Gemara dons, what's the machlekes on Lamates Amid Aleph, on Lamates Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Umasik di Mavi Amitzi Lechaveiro Pligi. The Mar Sova Kona, Umal Sova Loikon. Umash with the Rav Nachman Kona, Chaveiro, the Kachavi Kamish and his Mama. Frek Toys is a steer in Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman over here holds Loikona, and over there he holds Kona. Okay, that's good. Now, let's handle a basic pshat question. What is the tzad in the world that it should be? Kiragle mishem amalaloi. Bishlema, if you're koina and you're a bailim, as then the kelim are nitfal to the bailim, whatever the shvisa of bailim is, that's the shvisa of the kelim. But if you lift it for someone else and the other guy is not koina, as no one is koina, if no one is koine, why is the shvisa kiragle mishenis malalo? The guy who lifted it up and he wasn't koine, why is the mayim tali on his shvisa? As Taisus is going to bring a Rashi and Beya that says a chiddush that he's koine. But before Taisus brings Rashi and Beya, and the Rishonim are choylik maleim on Rashi and Beya, everyone over here is choylik on Rashi and Beya, they learn the mamala is not koine. As if the mamala is not koine, why is the shvisa tali on the regel of the mamala? That's the big question on Toisus. As the shita over here brings a ravid, that the ravid says a rizig yichidish, that the din of tchumin is a din derkonon. It's not tali in dine kinyan in choshen mishpat. If you did a maisa kinyan, a maisa schianit, that's enough to say it's kiregel misha osa schiavot, even if you're not koina. And that's gar a reason meaning enochinami, he's not koina in choshen mishpat. But he did a maisa schia, as Chazal said, if you did a maisa schia, it's kiregel. It's mashma because he could have been zeicha for himself. Stam, someone walks in, he can't be zeicha not. But in Tzirwi, he could have been zeicha for himself. And he did a maisa kinyan for someone else, as then his haladin of kiragle hamamal. And that's a big chiddush that needs to be. That's nakuda number one. You see, ari is a chiddush in this. Okay. Time. Aber the Shaila, the Rishayim are handling is after you know Masechta Deya, of his das Dirin Rav Nachman, if Magdia Metzila Chaveira, Kana Chaveira, Oiloi Kana Chaveira. As today, we want to focus in on Rami Deret. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, the Hasan Rav Nachman, the Koine Chaveira, the Einoi Chav Lacherim, Sheyesh Harbe Mayim Bebar. We're talking about a tzir where there's a bar, a big bar, with a lot of mayim. So it's not chav lacherim. Because what's the problem? He's not going to have water to drink. His mamish a yam hagodol sitting there. The guy has plenty of water to drink. Because you're not chav lacherim. What is the oilam taina? As lefi zeh, let's say I go out in the street and there are 15 avedas. It's not chav lachrini. Let's say a good dogma is at the end of the zman, as there are like 40 bachrim that leave their umbrellas in Yeshiva Smir. They all become avedas at the end of the zman. Yeshiva has like a whole thing. They rented those big garbages. You know, they come with 100 umbrellas. Could I be Magbiya Metzir L'Chaveiroi, Kone L'Chaveiroi? Because it's not Chav L'Chrini or not. Meaning what? Umbrellas, they have the same umbrella 50 times over. Taisus is saying when there's a lot of Mayim, it's not Chav L'Chrini. What is the Olam time?
Mayim can be replenished.
Huh?
Mayim can be replenished all the time.
Umbrellas could be, there's 100, there's 50 umbrellas there.
You could sell water, you're not going to...
Okay, you're a businessman. Could be. Does anyone, that's a svara. Does anyone have another svara?
By metziel, there's a person called the metziel.
No, we're talking about Hefker. These guys went back to America. They're not coming back to Israel to get their umbrella. Hefker come. There are 50 umbrellas at the end of this month. Don't you say, even though we hold Chav L'Chirim, you're not going, fine, that could be Zaycha. You have one Bacher, he's going to get a new Dira next month. He has 8 guys in his Dira. He's a big Baal Chesed. He goes, he's Magbiya Metzir L'Chaveiro. He goes back to his Dira. He has eight umbrellas. No one else has another Svar to be Mechalik. Someone.
By the water, it was understood that everybody's going to be taken from that pit. But by the umbrella,
yes, I'm looking for something specific. Maybe by the water, it's one big thing. And by the umbrella, it's different mitzvahs. Meaning by the water, it's one big water, and there's plenty of water. We don't look at it as individual items. We look at it as one big item. And this big item, there's a lot left for everyone. But by Metzias, each chayfetz is a different chayfetz. Or maybe not. Okay, I thought it would be a partial svar. It seems like Doilam doesn't agree with it. No one came up with it on their own. Okay. Maybe it's not so partial.
It's individual because you're taking it out for your share. You can't take the whole water in one shot.
It's connected. It's called a yam. It's one item of... it's one big thing. Yeah. Okay, yesh lom. Shayna shayla. Mamish la locha. Shayna shayla. But okay, could be you could say it Frecht, the Taisus Arash. So how could Reb Sheshis over there be chaylik? If we're talking about a seer, it's not chav lachrini, as what shot in Reb Sheshis that he says loikana? How could you be chaylik? We're talking about a seer, it's not chav lachrini. Bishleima, we're talking about it. Say chav lachrini. It's a longdish machlokes. You say migu, you don't say migu. Good. But if we're talking about it, say it's not chav lachrini. As what's shot in Reb Sheshis over there? Das frekt the taisus harosh zok Reb Ruvein and Simin Yud that he's choylik and he says. If you're going to don in the Metzias, am I losing something out? The Metzias, am I losing? Metzias, I can get water. Aber l'maisa, I have a schus to be zeicha. I have the yecholes to be zeicha in every piece of mayim. you're taking away from me the right to be zeich in something, that's called chav lachrini. Even if I don't need it, but I could have gotten it if I wanted to. As the fact that I had yecholus to be zeich in something, and you're taking away the yecholus to be zeich, even if I don't need it, that's also called chav lachrini. As was geita the machlokes. The machlokes is, when is it called a hefsid? Is it a hefsid something that I need? Something that I don't need, that's not called the hefsid. Or is the hefsid something that I could have been zeichin? I could have been zeichin, even if I didn't need it, but I could have been zeichin, I could have made it mine. As even if I didn't need it, I'd have no usage from it, but still, that's called chavla.
Yeah.
It's not such a gishmak asmara, because l'chayra is something that I'm not interested, I'm not using, I don't want, that's not called the hefsid. As you're right, I could have been zeich in it. Okay, so I could add another piece of garbage to put in my machzan. I mean, like my storage room. Oh, but does it's the hefsid, like something I'm not interested, I don't need, I don't want. I'm not. Yeah, it's the hefsid. Yeah. Rav Nochum, this was the last place in the sugya Rav Nochum wanted to say, well, once we have the Ran, that is this new din of shlichos lebal hamamim, as you could say that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that's what Reb Sheisha said. Ein achinami, there's no chsaren of chav lachrini. There's another chsaren. You need to have shlucha shobal amomen. And over here, there's no shlucha shobal amomen. As what's the machlokes of Nachman and Reb Sheisha? The machlokes is the chsaren only mishum chav lachrini? As if you have a big bar where it's not chav lachrini, then there's no chsaren. Or the chsaren is mishum, there's a second chsaren. Besides the chsaren of chav lachrini, there's a chsaren of shlucha shobal amomen. And that, it doesn't make a difference if it's a big bar, because you'll have the second chsaren of the Beis HaLevi of shlucha shobal amomen. Because that's what Rav Nochum added to the Beis HaLevi, that Aleph, you'll be able to answer Rabbeinu Tam from the Shaila and the Gedalei Achronim on the Rabbeinu Tam. Bays, you'll be able to answer the Ramban from the Shaila of the Achronim Reuven on the Ramban. Yeah. By the way, Reuven was Rav Nochum's Alter Bacher. Some of that's where he got the kashas from. You know, usually he brings it down, or they just thought alike. Yeah. But the Maisi, he answers both of it to feed the Beis Halevi. Thus is the little story. When I came back in Dublin to see his son, my grandfather had learned by Rav Zalman. My grandfather asked me, like, what's the big thing about Rav Nochum? Like, we had Rav Zalman, we had the Beis HaLevi, like, what could Rav Nochum shine you by? Everyone said this big thing with Nochum has the shiurim in the mirror of Chodesh Diga Mahalchim. What is there to be Moisef after Reb Chaim, after Reb Issa Zalman? The Mamish told the show that said everything. In this sugya, Reb Nochum basically, he's right. What Reb Nochum did was not that he said a new book, but he was marchiv. He took it, applied it to here, answer here, answer here. There's some new vetlach, he says also. But that's also the tayach of Torah and amelis batayra, when you hear a vart, to take it and go a trot weiter. Because that's the godless of Bailey Rabbi Seinu. Like, we don't say Mrs. Zalman did everything. We don't say Rabbi Hubert did everything. We go ahead, we moise it. But, very true, like they say, the Sfas Emes used to say, we're a midget that's sitting, someone once asked, how did you get to the top of the hill? Someone was a little kid on the top of Mount Everest. And the kid said that he was born there. I mean, his father and mother climbed it, he couldn't climb it, but he got there. So you have to have Akaris HaToiv to Rav Zalman and all the Beis HaLevi that they brought the Ran and they were miyased it. As much as we say we did, we're just a little nanas on the heads of the, we came on there But that's only when you get the Yisaitis. And that's the Shivas of getting the Yisaitis, going a step further, and also it teaches you to use it, even when they don't apply it, it teaches you to use it. Let's see that.